All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today is Monday, January 9th. The first week of trading is over. And have stocks finally turned around? On Friday, the Dow Jones jumped 700 points, signaling the beginning of a great 2023 for investors. And with wages growing slower than expected and the ISM non-manufacturing PMI contracting, are the Fed interest rate hike working and are they starting to pay off? So looks like it, right? But this week we have the critical CPI inflation report. So what will happen next? And most importantly, how are we trading these markets? By the way, this is your first time here. I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts. So we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. If you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are definitely in the right place. And yeah, I mean, Mark, on Friday, pretty good rally after the jobs report.
There was, Marcus, and this is where it was interesting. It was kind of like, there was just a sigh of relief, and traders were ready to be long the market with that data out. But mixed data, and at first glance, the jobs report looked like it wasn't a good thing.
Yeah, because more jobs were added. Unemployment is going lower, and that's not what the Fed wants. They want a slower job market. But the good news was that wages were rising less than expected. And this is where, okay, maybe the Fed interest rates hikes are working. And then we also had the ISM manufacturing index that showed us that services are contracting.
Exactly. So you had that silver lining in the jobs report. ISM manufacturing came in and that just helped. And you saw that rally really for the entire day.
Right. And then the question is, where do we go from here? Right. So first of all, we finished last week positive, which is great because, I mean, this is where we are dusting off the good old Stock Traders Almanac and see what's happening there. And there's a simple first 5 day stock market indicator that basically says if the first 5 days are positive, then the remainder of the year. So here we see this graphic provided by CNBC. This is the 5 day change over the last, 12 years. And then we see what did the rest of the year do. And it seems that whenever the first 5 days were positive, it seems the rest were positive. And again, this according to the Stock Traders Almanac that we need to dust off, and an average gain of 14%.
Not too shabby, all things considered. I think a lot of people will take that. But, you know, Marcus, there's a ton of data to support this very notion that after you have a nasty year, you typically see a good year. And here, the first 5 days being the start of the year being positive, you see that follow through. So if you're playing the odds, this year could be a good year.
All right. So last year, I lost my bet. I'm willing to put on the next bet. You want to take a bet? So I know it's super early in the year. Come on, double or nothing. I say by the end of the year, 4,500 or above. All right, think about it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But I believe that by the end of the year, we will be at 4,500. So not yet at the highs that we made here in the beginning of 2022, but definitely clawing our way back. Because this year, we don't know what's happening. Are we going into a recession? We have more data coming out this week. If you look at the economic calendar, there's quite a few things happening this week. The big one will be the CPI data, right, Mark? That's on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is where the Fed's always keeping an eye on inflation and also jobs. I mean, this is where they have a dual mandate to have, you know, maximum employment and inflation under control. And inflation has got out of control. And so that's why this one's a biggie. It's always important, but even more significant now, of course.
Right. And this is where the CPI is expected to stay the same. And that would be a big one because this would show that inflation is really slowing. And at the same point, we also have the weekly unemployment claims. So, I mean, Thursday, definitely super important day. But also tomorrow, we have Fed Chair Powell speaking. And I mean, especially recently, whenever the markets and investors got excited about the data and say, yeah, it's working, this is when he takes out the hammer and said, no, we have still ways to go. And he doesn't want investors to get overly excited right now because the goal is still to slow down the economy.
Marcus, I'll take that bet.
You'll take that bet?
Yeah, I'll take that bet.
All right.
Sorry.
So you take the under of 4,500? I'll take the over?
Yeah. I think the markets are going to be up, and I think that the second half of the year will be nice for the markets. The first half might be a little choppy, but I'll take that bet. Let's go.
All right. Good. So we have that bet going on. By the way, the other stake should be arriving today. So, ooh. Yeah. Anyhow, I think that tomorrow might be a little bit rocky when Powell actually 30 minutes before the markets open speaks and might put a damper on all of the hopes that we are out of the woods. And then again, the big one on Thursday, but also on Friday. On Friday, earnings season starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Friday, banks are reporting. They're usually the first to come out. And on Friday, we have, let me see, I brought it up this morning. So we have JP Morgan reporting, Bank of America reporting, Citi, BlackRock, and then also Delta reporting. And we have more airlines than next week. But this is where typically the banks, they're officially starting off earnings season, and that's happening on Friday before the open. So this will be interesting.
And earnings season will be an interesting one. So this quarter, it's going to the focus on what's expected for the future. And if there are adjustments to the downside and, you know, future guidance is just being hit consistently, that's going to be tough for the market. But we also don't know just how much of this negativity is priced in.
Right. So where are we in the markets? This was before we show you our positions and also a new trade that I took last week. I want to show you what I did. And we took a trade this morning, so we'll get to this. But right now, super important. This morning, it seems that the markets do a follow through from Friday. So we are up. And if you look at a 5-minute chart, it's basically open higher and so far up, up and away.
Yeah, looking pretty good. I mean, just a consistent grind higher all morning long. Can't be upset about that.
Yeah. So the question is, with Powell's speech tomorrow morning, will he drive stock prices back into this range that we had between 3,800 and 3,900? Or will we go into the range between 3,900 and 4,100? Because the next super psychological level after we took out the 39 level here is around 4,000. That's where we have the 200-day moving average. That's a round number. So that will be the next line in the sand.
Yeah. And Powell needs to come out and just be strong. You know, he can't be wishy-washy or say that things are looking better. It's just how will traders react to that? If there's a negative tone, will they just kind of discount it just like they did before where they weren't pricing in just the terminal rate that the Fed was expecting. That's where there is going to be some uncertainty tomorrow.
Yeah, so this will be a super, super interesting week to trade. And we still will have volatility. And that's what we see here in the VIX. The VIX, the fear index, today up, 1.5%, even though the NASDAQ is up 2%, the S&P up 1.3%. And typically what we see is when the market is up, that the VIX is down. But this is just showing us that traders are expecting volatility this week. I mean, we're still here at lower levels in the low 20s here. And we have been in a range between low 20s and mid 30s. So we're definitely at the lower part. But with the VIX ticking higher today, just showing, oh yeah, we are still in for some volatility this week and probably through the remainder of January.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's take a look at our positions and let's see what is happening here. So first of all, I want to bring up a trade that I took on Friday, and this was DHR. So let's take a look at this. Let me bring up the chart on Friday. DHR got a downgrade, and they actually got hammered in the markets, right? So this is where they went down. Oh, what was this at some point? I mean, 5% or something like this before clawing back.
Especially in the morning. Yep.
Yeah, and this is where I saw an opportunity to sell the 232.50 put. And I actually did get, $1.70 for it. So that's a pretty nice $1,000 premium here based on my account size. So I took that trade on Friday, and it seems that I might be able to close this maybe later today or tomorrow with 90% of max profits.
Yeah, I like this one as well. I had an order in, but I was trying to get a nickel more, and I didn't get it.
You always try to beat me.
What's interesting, actually, this one, you put in an order for $1.80. I put in an order for $1.75. So I was willing to take a little bit less, and I thought it was a good trade. And then you adjusted to $1.70, got filled. I never adjusted, and that's where it went wrong.
Yeah. Anyhow, so I'm adding this to my watch list. The other one that we are in, CTRA. And CTRA having a good day this morning. We got assigned at 26. My break even is at 24.86. So here right now, we are looking at possibly selling the 26 call against our existing position. And what we are looking for is to get a minimum of 15 cents to get our 30% annualized. And this hasn't happened just yet this morning.
No, the bid's a nickel, the offer is 10 cents, and that's really where it's been all day long. It looks like the high of the day is 10 cents. So this needs to move just a little bit higher to get what we want, but I'll take the move. It looks good.
Yeah. All right. So Google also moving higher today, but this is still too far away for me to be able to sell calls, but a really, really nice move. Google also up and away, trading at session highs right now, up almost 3%. So this is finally moving in the right direction.
Looking good.
All right. And NVIDIA, it's another trade that I was able to take today. So NVIDIA, I've been in this trade. I just looked it up since April 10th, so quite a while. But this is my most profitable trade of 2023. So I got assigned and my cost base is at 160.91. My break even is at 137. And this is where I decided this morning to sell the 165 calls against my existing position. And by doing so, I got $1.20. So this is where I collected, $1,300. Let's zoom in here a little bit. $1,300 in premium if NVIDIA rallies above 165 or closes above 165 by Friday, I'm getting called away. And since my cost basis is what, 160.91, I'll make an additional almost $4,500 on the stock. So this would give me then a total profit of $5,819. And I think out of all the days, today is definitely the day to sell calls. Mark, don't you think?
Yeah.
With everything that we have going on this week?
No doubt. With an up day, you know the rule of thumb, sell calls on up days, sell puts on down days, and especially with the potential news and the reactions to the news, I think it makes sense to take advantage of that, push higher, and also the VIX increase and the uncertainty. Now, Marcus, are you kicking yourself for selling NVIDIA calls a little too soon?
No, because we talked about it with our mastermind this morning, right? So we first, this was the open here. We're looking at a 5-minute chart. So we opened, pulled a little bit lower, pulled higher. And as we did, this is when I was selling calls. Right now, in hindsight, yeah, I should have waited. But that's the point. When trading, you're either entering too early or you're entering too late. And this is why we have our calculator. And I saw based on this, I'm making 54% annualized. So I'm liking this a lot. So I'm very happy with this. And this is where you can't look back, because then you start trading emotionally and that's the worst thing. So this is here all on logic. I liked my $1.20. Would have even been happy with the $1.10, but very happy with this trade here.
I think it was a great trade. And that's the thing. You could woulda, coulda, shoulda yourself to death with trading, but you have to make a decision. You have to commit. And Marcus, you're trading a live account. So there you are. You have your line in the sand, what you're willing to get. And you know that over time that works out and gives you some nice profits, and the 120 works.
Yeah. So Talking about live account, I mean, looking at the trading log, just looked at last year. So $155,000 in realized profits here, $152,000 in options, made some money on stocks that are moving higher, collected dividends. The latest to pay dividends, also Nvidia. And right now, I mean, I'm still in these three positions. That's what we talked about. So we can zoom in here. This is the account. So right now in Google, down around $22,000. In NVIDIA, down just, what, $700 here. CTRA coming back. So this were overall, I mean, with these open unrealized losses, the balance now at $380,000. And this is the account that pretty much exactly a year ago, I started trading with $250,000. So around $130,000 if I would sell all of these, not planning to do this. So especially with Google, Nvidia, and CTRA moving in the right direction. And here's the trade from this morning where I was able to sell it at $1.20. So all of this looking good, looking good.
A nice little start to the year, and what a difference two trading days make.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. And again, tomorrow I expect the markets to go lower. I expect Powell to make some comments that will drive the markets lower. Powell probably does not like the excitement right here. And this is when the question is for the S&P 500, and also same here, very similar chart for NVIDIA. Will we get back to this lower range here between 3,800 and 3,900, or will we go back into this range between 3,900 and 4,100? We shall see. All right. Anyhow, if you find this helpful, click on like. And then also we have another video where we explain the wheel strategy in 15 minutes or less. Take a look at this, and then we will see you again tomorrow morning, right after Paul speaks.
Happy trading, everybody.